This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for April 2010. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, a Jock White Memorial Field Day report, and on the international scene...
The volcanic eruption in Iceland delays an IARU meeting, and 800 attend a ham radio reception at NAB in Las Vegas.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. To New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's a very good evening to NZART President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim. And good evening, listeners. It's only about a month now until our annual general meeting takes place in Auckland. Branches will be meeting between now and then to decide on how to vote on the various remits. Remit 4 asks that council seek a mandate from the full membership before proceeding with an entry-level licence. If this remit is passed, finding the opinion of the full membership by the normal method of mailings, branch circulars and the like would add even more delay to a question that has been on the agenda for too long now. There would be no better time and place to poll the whole membership than at the annual meeting. What I propose to do, regardless of the resulting vote on Remit 4, is call for a poll from all branches as to whether they want an entry-level licence or not. This should settle the matter once and for all. When discussing Remit 4 at branch meetings, could all branches, therefore, please decide whether they want an extra entry-level licence or not and instruct their delegates accordingly. An article about an entry-level licence appeared on page 14 of the March-April 2010 break-in. It is intended as a discussion document and may not necessarily be the final version should an entry-level licence be wanted. Finally, in HQ info line number 205, distributed last Sunday, there is an invitation under the heading of Opportunity, which invites members to send in any constructive concerns they may have about our association. These submissions will be considered by council at their meeting in Auckland. If you don't already subscribe to HQ info line, you can download it from the NZART webpage. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The President of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. The City of Sales NZART Conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, Friday 4th through Monday 7th of June. The venue will be Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom, Auckland. Conference details and a registration form can be found on pages 28 and 29 of your March-April copy of Break-In. Complete a registration form for each person wishing to attend the conference and return the forms, complete with payment, to the address detailed on the registration form. Now, easy online registration is also available using the form on the City of Sales Conference webpage. This is accessible via the NZART homepage or go directly to nzartconference.cjb.net. One word, nzartconference.cjb.net. Conference registrations by post and online are coming in now. Please remember when using internet banking or direct credit to ensure your payment is well identified. Name and call sign, please. Finally, please include your email address, if you have one, on every registration form you complete, whether you're registering online or by post. If registering for your partner, also include your email address on their form. This will ensure that an automatic acknowledgement is received for both of your registrations. Remember to register before the 15th of May to avoid the $10 per registration late fee. The City of Sales Conference Award commences on Saturday the 1st of May. Full details are on the Conference 2010 website, nzartconference.cjb.net, and will be in the next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line. The City of Sales NZRT Conference, Queen's Birthday Weekend at the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom in Auckland. To news from NZRT Headquarters, here's NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Jim, and good evening, everyone. Not a lot of news this month, which is quite usual at this time of year. I've been trying to take a few days of annual leave here and there as my entitlement is mounting up, hence the reason for the office to be closed from time to time. As I am now only working 3 days a week, it makes it a wee bit harder to get rid of leave, as there are always a number of challenges to face when I return. This takes time, and I am more than conscious of trying not to need to work overtime and keep headquarters operating costs down. In my last HQ info line, I asked for feedback from any of you who may have an opinion on the hours that I am available to answer your queries. I'm again humbled at the positive comments from those of you who have responded. However, I would also like to hear if these hours have in any way disadvantaged any branch or member or prospective member. Council has been elected by you to further assist the association, both in the present day and in their elected time in the office. If I am unavailable and your inquiry is urgent, these elected members can be contacted, either within your own region or further afield. Finally, as conference is essentially now only one official broadcast away, and if you are thinking of attending, please remember, in order to have a voice at the AGM, you will need to ensure your membership of NZART is current. That's all, Jim. Back to you.
Thanks, Deb. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. To the international amateur radio scene, and for an update, we join the amateur radio newsline's David Black, KB4KCH.
The volcanic eruption in Iceland disrupts an International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 Executive Committee meeting set for April 17th and 18th in Sofia, Bulgaria. The IARU Region 1 website reports that many participants at the yearly meeting were unable to reach Sofia from various parts of the world. This due to flight restrictions and cancellations caused by the volcanic ash at the altitudes commercial passenger jets use. In the end, only 5 delegates were able to reach the meeting site. The rest were either stranded at a transit airport or were on the way back home by any means possible. The gathering finally took place, but it was online via web conference on Sunday, April 18th. The ham radio reception at this year's National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas is reported to have been an overwhelming success. Over 800 hams turned out for the gathering held Wednesday, April 14th at the Las Vegas Hilton. About $14,000 in door prizes were handed out. In addition to ham radio suppliers, several broadcast and industrial suppliers, including Harris and iMac, came through with prizes as well. Perhaps the biggest in sheer size was a tower from Universal Tower, valued at $3,500. This year's ham radio reception was again hosted by Heil Sound Limited and Broadcast Supply Worldwide. The latter is better known by its initials of BSW. The Radio Society of Great Britain awards the Kenwood Trophy for outstanding contribution to amateur radio training to the Bath Build-A-Thon event and the follow-up DVD that its sponsors have produced. All 6 of the Bath Build-A-Thon crew received certificates of merit for their part in this special event. To date, over 60 copies of the DVD have been sent out across the UK and abroad. The award presentation took place at the RSGB's recent annual general meeting. The ham who once walked Australia north to south is planning to do it again. But this time, Jeff Johnson, VK4XJJ, plans to go across that nation. Trevor Tage, VK4BT, has more from Down Under.
Well, Jeff has another little walk planned, but this time it's from east to west, right across Australia. The Royal Flying Doctor Service has approached Jeff to complete this huge fundraising walk on their behalf. They'll be providing support along the way, and the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group will be Jeff's official East Coast amateur radio contact station. The walk is being planned to commence early April 2011. With anticipated radio and TV coverage, Jeff's walk will once again raise money and awareness for a good cause and help to promote and demonstrate amateur radio.
One thing you can be sure of is that ham radio will once again be an important part of VK4XJJ's long-distance walking odyssey. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the AA6DP repeater of the Catalina Amateur Repeater Association, serving the Southern California coastline from 26 miles across the sea. And finally this week, imagine being able to power your radio gear and recharge your car's battery with power from your car's shock absorbers. Well, this is more than a pipe dream, as we hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Frank Haz, KB4T.
In a recent study, mechanical engineers from the State University of New York designed and tested a retrofit regenerative shock absorber that recovers a vehicle's vibration as energy. The researchers built a small-scale prototype of the regenerative shock absorber and demonstrated its ability to harvest 2 to 8 watts of power during typical driving conditions, this at a speed of about 45 miles per hour. The researchers predict that a full-scale system on a four-wheel car should be able to recover up to 256 watts under real-world driving conditions. They also believe the ability to harvest approximately 64 watts per wheel will increase considerably when the system is used on irregular or poorly paved roadways. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Frank Haas, KB4T, in Holly Hill, Florida.
In their research, the scientists also discovered that the power regenerated by the system is proportional to the square of the magnetic flux across the coils in the shock absorber system. Consequently, increasing the flux by a factor of 2 quadruples the peak power output. You'll be tested on that tomorrow. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm David Black, KB4KCH in Birmingham, Alabama, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010. All rights reserved.
Thanks, David. And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's just 8 weeks now since the 2010 Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest. The field day manager is Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, and he joins us tonight with results and comments.
Good evening, everyone, from Blenheim, down in the mainland. Thanks to all of you who helped make the Jock White Field Day 2010 the most successful for several years. There were several things that contributed to this success. First, good weather over the whole country for a change. Second, good propagation on 40 metres. And finally, there was significantly increased activity on 40 metres as well. The increased activity on 40 was partly due to the new single station 1840 metre section and new stations entering in the open sections. The only fly in the ointment on the day was the tsunami alert, which caused one station to shift and two others to seriously consider shifting or dismantling. Running through the results, Whangarei took out the Northern Open, a close battle for second and third with the Tiaroa team ZL1KDX just edging out Eastern Bay of Plenty. The Central Open was again won by the Napier team, and the Midland section was again won by the Marlborough branch. Notable here was the Rangiora team, returning after an absence of some time. Running through the rest of the results, ZL4, Otago, QRP, Inglewood, single operator, Bay of Islands, operating in ZL1 Tango, a branch not heard on for some time, and 80 metres only, Huntley. The phone only was Hastings Havelock North, and Chris was back again as VK2 ACD, formerly VK2 LCD, as the overseas winner. Only three logs were submitted for the home station section this year, and I will award two certificates. First overall was ZL2 QS, who entered a multi-operator station as a potential training ground for field stations next year. And the single operator home station was ZL4KJ. For further comments and the full results, please refer to the last edition of InfoLine or the contest section of the NZART webpage. Just a comment with regard to the rules. If there is any confusion prior to next year's event, please send me an email. The address is at the end of the online rules. I'm only too happy to contact you and sort out any confusion prior to the event. Finally, it is not too early to start planning for 2011. Make sure your branch fields a station next year, and thanks again to all those who participated.
Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, the manager of the annual Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest. onwards to Waro News, and its greetings and a warm welcome tonight to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Did you take part in the recent Thelma Super Memorial Contest? Contest organiser Bev ZL1OS would like to remind participants that logs should reach her by the 1st of May. Check logs are also welcome. There's a special request from Bev for OMs who were in the contest to put in their logs. And if anyone's unable to work out their points, just send your log sheets in to Bev and she'll work it all out for you. The results of the Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be announced during the Waro AGM at NZART Conference in Auckland. Incidentally, contacts made during the Thelma Super Contest can be counted towards various Waro awards. The Monday night 80 metre Waro net has been rather quiet lately. Net controllers would love to be deluged with check-ins on 3.695 MHz at 2000 hours. All licensed YOLs are welcome to call into this net. There are two more YOL nets that may be of interest to licensed YOLs in the wider Auckland, Waikato and Coromandel areas, or to YOLs passing through or visiting up that way. The first is held each Sunday night on the Auckland Bombay 146900 repeater, starting at 19.30 hours. The other YOL net is heard on Monday, Wednesday and Friday nights on the Klondike 146625 repeater starting at 1900 hours. Any licensed YOLs welcome to call into these nets. Just announce your presence. If there are other YOL nets operating in parts of New Zealand, please let me know at my address inside the front cover of any Waro Bulletin magazine and I will let you know on this broadcast. That's all from Waro for April, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Waro reporter Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Radio Electronics Group Incorporated will be holding their annual equipment sale on Saturday, the 8th of May, at Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton. Now, there'll be trade displays, refreshments, door prizes, plenty of parking and easy access. Doors open for vendors at 8:30 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. It's a $2 lucky ticket entry. For vendor registration and inquiries, contact Trevor ZL4GJ by email zl4gj@nzart.org.nz or telephone 07 843 7365. 07 843 7365. That's the REG annual equipment sale on Saturday, the 8th of May. Finally tonight, it's branch news. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. From the 29er, newsletter of the North Shore Branch 29 NZART. The May meeting will be on Monday, the 12th of May, at 400 East Coast Road, Mairangi Bay in North Shore City. The evening will be devoted to NZART remits to be voted on prior to the NZART AGM at Queen's Birthday Weekend in Auckland. Way over to the East Coast and Gisborne Branch 11 will show a video at its May meeting from ZL2AIX on radio operators in World War II, with particular note of an extraordinarily brave female operator, the Warrior Princess. Now sorry, I don't have a date for that meeting. See your latest newsletter for details. Upper Hutt Branch 63 has their next meeting on Friday the 30th of April, starting 8 p.m. at the clubrooms in Park Street, Upper Hutt. This will involve the club's AGM, as well as a discussion of the club's involvement in the NZART conference in 2011. The next meeting of the Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART will be held on Monday, May the 3rd, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve, Waterloo, in Lower Hutt. This will be a movie night. To the Wellington Amateur Radio Club, where the next meeting of the social group will be held at the Lutheran Hall in King Street, Newtown, on Tuesday the 27th of April at 1:45 p.m. If you need any further information, please contact Colin, ZL2COL, or Tony, ZL2ALJ. The Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56, has its next meeting on Tuesday the 27th of April in the clubrooms in Auburn Park, Upper Riccarton. There will be voting on NZART AGM remits, followed by a talk by Mark Atherton, ZL3JVX, entitled Life and Times of a Dolby Labs Design Engineer, a whimsical look at the adventures in London and San Francisco. visitors and guests will be most welcome. And finally, to Eastern Southland Branch 08, where the next meeting will be held at the St Andrew's Church Hall in Devon Street in Gore on Sunday the 23rd of May, starting at 8 p.m, with supper to follow. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Ah, thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Sunday the 9th of May. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZRT webpage at www.nzrt.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for April. The next official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.